Welcome to the Discovery Workshop presents the Witchlight Saga. It's a new campaign for the Discovery Workshop. I think this one's going to be fun. I want to give a shout out to Beatles and Grimm for providing the extra stuff. And when I say they provided it, when I say they provided it, our funk NASA's had to buy it.
We fucking paid for that shit.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it wasn't so, that a gift.
It wasn't like, hey.
I don't think we're that popular.
No. They're not one of the two.
No, that would be awesome.
Not sponsored by
Matthew Lillard.
But we'll give one a of the shout two. Out to.
Yeah. So we're going to start a new campaign tonight. New characters, new adventure. We even got a new player. Everybody's going to go around, introduce themselves. I'll start. My name is James Roberts. I will be the DM for this adventure, and we will be playing Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
What is it called?
The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
Yeah, the Feywild Adventure.
Okay.
So, okay. We're not going to do a fun fact tonight. We're gonna give one episode so everybody can come prepared, because we had a lot of stuff to do before we sat down tonight. So,
let's be honest, we're usually pulling fun facts out of our ass.
Yep.
No, I prepared
mine every day.
All mine were.
Do you have one?
Prepared a week in advance.
Off the cuff, I can give you a fun fact.
You can't just look it up and say fun fact.
I don't.
Fun fact: human head weighs 8 pounds.
That's Jerry Maguire.
And I think you've already used that one, too.
Fun fact, Tom Cruise has murdered people in real life. Fun fact.
Wait, what?
Yeah, true story. He's a murderer.
So is...
the dark facts.
I'm telling you.
Alec Baldwin.
Who's the dude that does Ferris Bueller?
Baldwin.
Matthew too Broderick.
Soon. Matthew Broderick's a murderer?
Yeah.
He seems like a sweet fellow.
He killed someone in Ireland. Ireland.
Yeah, he was driving for down fun? The wrong way.
Yes, that's... He hunted them? He was like...
He hunted them? Can you do that in Ireland?
Tom Cruise did?
I think he was with his wife... And they hunted them together.
That's fantastic. What a vacation.
They started making movies about it.
It's the most dangerous prey.
The Irish?
The Irish. No, they're pretty easy. They'll eventually drink themselves and pass out.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Just throw some beer out there.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have any listeners in Ireland, do we?
Oh, my God. We probably do. It's our one. It's the only one. Now we lost them.
There it goes. We lost Ireland.
Not anymore.
You can trap them by potatoes and... beer.
Oh, so Throw a potato at him.
That's not right. That's too far.
Yeah, the potatoes were too far?
Yeah, the potatoes is too far.
It's too soon, man.
Too soon. Too soon.
1847. Too soon.
All right.
It's only been less than 200 years, so yeah.
So I'm going to go to my right and have you introduce yourself and who you're playing. Go ahead and give us a rundown of your character as we come through.
I love how you're moving the mic.
Well, it's my turn. So you want it back? Okay.
No, Mom, Dad, please don't fight.
All right. Hi, my name is Donovan Roberts. I am playing a fighter for this adventure. Excited to be playing instead of DMing, but I'm playing a fighter that is going to try to be a Ronin. Or I'm trying to make it a Ronin, I guess would be the proper way to say that. So messing around a little bit, trying something I've never tried before. So see how this works. My character is an Eladrin elf, so from the Feywild. So kind of fitting into the theme of the whole Wild Beyond the Witchlight. And yeah, what else do you want me to give here?
What's your character's name? Not so easy, is it?
Character's name is, I'm like, okay, how am I going to pronounce this? This sets the stage. Kiyoshi.
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 Okay.
Going with a little bit of a theme there. And then, what else? You want me, like, description?
Sure.
I mean, likes long walks on the beach, that kind of stuff.
That's sweet.
Well, he definitely likes them alone.
Less sweet.
Whoa.
Wow.
You don't know anything about my character.
Oh, you said you wanted to be a Ronin, so you want to be alone.
No, it's just a master of the samurai. It's not a lonely person. That's not what a Ronin is.
Oh, okay.
Like, a Ronin is a
He's a Ronin.
A masterless samurai.
Shogun. He like doesn't have a lord.
Yeah, it's a masterless samurai. Yeah. And there's a reason for that. We will come to find out.
Okay.
But yes, he is a masterless samurai, trained at a young age, but cast out due to some inappropriate
touching.
Wow, you guys are dicks.
That's the DM. He's trying to formulate a character. You're just...
Oh, jeez. Wow. You're right. I apologize. I took your words out of your mouth.
Asshole. No. We got
notes for you after this.
Due to some inappropriate... Now I...
See, that's not... Don't say inappropriate and then pause. Just go right through it.
Well, I was going to say, because he was dabbling in stuff that he shouldn't have been dabbling in. Then I realized that sounds even worse.
Does he have a white panel van?
No.
It says free candy.
It's giving out free candy.
You guys are horrible. No, he's not giving
out. There goes the other user.
Yes, there they...
Yes, the last one.
Start from scratch. Hey, it's okay.
Yeah, it's new. Okay. I think we should set the stage now.
Okay.
Yeah, so thinner, has longer dark hair tied back in the typical samurai fashion, has the top knot in the back. Long pointy ears. One of the things you may notice about his ears is they have fuzz on them. They're fuzzy ears. They're pointy elven
furry ears. Fuzzy ears. Furry, like a tuft. Fuzzy,
they're like tufts.
He's a furry?
He's like got some cat ear hair.
Like a cat's ear? Like kind of like
kinda how furry? Furry. Just okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Little awkward feature. You will notice, too, that he has some black markings that kind of stick up out of his collar that kind of crawl up onto his neck. And right to about where the chin bone is, you'll see a couple of little marks that crawl up his neck. And other than that, he's wearing... he's got a long bow with him. He's got a long sword on his hip. That's
okay.
All I got.
Awesome.
Why, thank you, sir. You're welcome. You want me to go next?
You're up.
Ashley Roberts, playing Sahali Glenfellow. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, like my character. Ba-dum-bum. I am playing a dirty little rogue halfling. Oh my. That's all you need to know. Do you want anything else?
You can give as much as you'd like.
I think that's it.
You okay. Me that.
I could just say
you just kept going.
My partner is a dirty little rogue.
Perfect. I'm a clean elf.
Boom.
Your turn. Really, that's it?
Okay. That is really it.
Alrighty. I feel over-prepared.
Right.
Anyway, this is Chris Hall. I will be playing Will or... No, he's I'll be playing Shu Yun.
I feel so vindicated after the last podcast, since I was always the one fucking shit up.
Yeah, but you got your name mixed up.
Yeah, that was your own name. You forgot your own name.
And I got this name right, and I got my name right. Okay. I'm winning, guys.
Okay.
That's all we need.
That's the only information.
We should end this now. She's won.
Dirty little rogue.
She won D&D.
She won D&D.
This is awkward because I'm also a dirty little rogue. That was my whole concept. No, I am playing Shu Yun, who is a 18-year-old monk who's just recently left the monastery. At 18, all the monks go out to travel the world and kind of learn how the world works. So he's a little naive, a little too trusting, and he's, doesn't seem like he's going to get along with some of these other dirty, mean, single people.
Yeah.
Striving for vengeance. But we'll see.
Hey, it'll be fine.
Oh, he's also a wood elf, but he totally grew up in the monastery. They're giving over his babies as kind of like
okay.
tribute. So
nice.
Yeah, he just wears monk robes and carries a quarterstaff.
Nice. Simple. All right.
My name's Kerry Callender. I'm the new player in the group. I will be playing a cleric half-elf named Baller Bluebrook.
Okay.
And I will be supporting and healing my lovely party members along this journey.
They'll need it.
Yes.
Lovely. I'm not sure that that
is. Just okay.
I think more backstory to develop in the future.
Okay. Perfect. That works. Well, we're all glad to have Carrie with us to join us for this campaign. And it will be nice to have around four people.
Yeah. And a cleric. We'll need it.
We forgot the mic thing.
Yeah, we're working through some mic issues.
They're sharing dash fighting over the mic.
The married couple. The married couple have to share.
We'll just lean in.
Okay, before we start, I want to give everybody kind of a note about their characters. Everybody that I had roll dice has lost something when they were younger. They don't know how they lost it. They know when they lost it, but they're not sure how they lost it. And about the same time that they lost this, they developed a quirk. So everybody has a small quirk. Shu Yun, you lost your ability to be creative. You've lost and lack the ability to be creative in one or more artistic pursuits. I'm going to let you decide what the artistic pursuit is, drawing, you know, however, whatever you want it to be. But when you had this happen to you, you've also come to find out that you can't open a door without knocking on it first.
Oh, so you have OCD too. Okay. Sorry.
I don't know. I think that plays really well into your character.
Very polite.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to barge into the rooms. They don't teach me that in the monastery.
Although monastery monks.
We don't really have doors.
That solid thing is throwing you off.
It was a bitch.
It's just like...
Yeah. So, just keep that, if you will, mark that down.
Got it. I'll just type crazy.
So, Sahali.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
You lost the ability to keep secrets.
What? Accurate.
That is horrible as a rogue.
I'm already so thinking bad of questions to ask you right at the start of this.
Yes.
A dirty rogue that's purely honest. Oh, my.
Well, at least you can play that game.
I'm like,
Sahili, who stole that gold?
That doesn't mean you can't keep your mouth shut, just so you know.
Yeah.
You can keep your mouth shut.
Well, also, the crazy thing about that is for some reason, you can't tie or untie a non-magically tied rope.
Like, magically yeah, tied rope. So like a regular, yes. Like I can't tie shoes.
Yeah,
that's... It says rope. It doesn't say shoes.
It says rope. Okay.
And I back then, not a lot of people had laces in their shoes.
I don't have shoes.
Well,
we're good.
That's probably why you don't wear shoes then.
Cannot untie. I'm going to drop the unmagic because that'll just confuse me. Untie a rope.
Okay. You should probably put can untie magic ropes. Because if we ever find ourselves in a situation,
we're never going to find a magic rope.
I'm bound by this magic rope in my ancestry.
I feel like you could just tie her up with a slip knot. She'd be like, ah, shit. How do I get out of this?
Not going to lie. Even me as a person might be like, ah, shit. This is going to take me a minute.
All right. And then.
But you can chew through them. So
yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Baller. Baller. Is it just like I'm baller?
He said baller.
Shot collar.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm a baller. Yeah. Okay.
Balling you.
You have no sense of direction.
Okay.
So you would get lost in a paper bag.
All right. I'm going to be in the back anyways.
Yeah, you're probably going to have people lead you.
No, no. Come back inside. Where are you going?
But the nice thing about this is you can't light a fire unless it's magical.
Oh. We're going to have a real hard time making camps.
So no natural fires. You won't
be able to tie up a tent.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't have any defects.
You have furry ears.
Furry ears. Fuzzy ears.
Okay. You seem to got off light with that.
I got a physical defect.
You're physically defected.
I'm going to get a little comb and just comb my ears.
Oh my gosh. I like one of those mustache guys who's constantly grooming it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sense of direction clashes greatly with me personally.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. So it was dumb luck that Baller found himself in front of the abode that he's found himself in front of. And across from him, he sees three other people. A halfling and two other elves. So you guys have been summoned to the abode in front of you. It's in a pumpkin patch.
There's a house in a pumpkin patch?
There is a house in a pumpkin patch. You guys know this house belongs to a warlock named Madrick Rosloff.
Go ahead and spell that.
M-A-D-R-Y-C-K. Rosloff is R-O-S-L-O-F.
Warlock of the Pumpkin Patch.
Yes, he is the Warlock of the Pumpkin Patch.
That's not very scary.
He lives in a small farmhouse, and you see little pixies floating around, mice scurrying around. Nothing seems afraid around here. Everything, the pixies are like fireflies around this house. And you see this old man come out, white hair pulled back. He's in dark cloak, dark robes cloak on a walking stick. You guys were summoned to this place by the weirdest way, by a fairy dragon. Every one of you saw a fairy dragon and told you that it was important that you come this way. And you all had this really, really strong feeling to come to meet this gentleman. And as he comes out to meet you, he tells you, "I've acquired many treasures and made important contacts during my lengthy adventuring career. I would like to pass those treasures and possessions and the favors I am owed to you guys in exchange for a favor, one small favor. I need you to travel to Prismere. It is a domain in the Feywild, and find out what has befallen the Archfey Zybilna. She is my patron, my inspiration. She is the source of my power. I have been unable to contact her for the last year. And I fear something terribly terrible has gone wrong and has happened to her. My adventuring days are over. That is why I'm asking for your help."
Why'd you pick us?
"Because I sense that you guys have an attachment to the Feywild on your own."
What's that mean? What's the Feywild? "Hi, how are you? My name's Xu Yun."
"Hello.
Pleased to meet you."
"It is good to meet you."
I knocked on his door.
"Oh, well, that's great. We're standing outside, though. But did you want to come in?"
"No, I just saw your door. I just felt this need to knock on it."
"Okay.
Well, sure. Well, I'll help you."
"Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm not allowed to take anything. I'm not meant to be attached to worldly things, so all I have is my walking stick, and that's it."
"I can understand that."
"Well, I'll help you free of charge."
"Well, I appreciate that. I don't know
right,
that
guys?
I don't know that everybody else guys? Will."
"Do we know each other?"
"No. You have no clue who each other are.
We all kind of arrived at the same time."
"You have."
"Are those pixies?"
"Yes, those are." "Let me answer your first question."
"You sure. Say that?
Yeah.
Are those pixies? I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder and be like, be careful."
Of the pixies?
Yes.
Wow, they're very pretty, though.
They are, but they're very...
Is it wrong to catch one in a jar?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't want to do that.
I won't do that. What's your name?
They're tricksters. I am Kaiyoshi.
Oh, Kaiyoshi.
I bow to you slightly.
I bow very deeply.
You guys are weird.
You're dirty.
Yeah.
Do you need a washcloth? I could probably make one. No. Get away. I have some water.
Nope.
Who are you, little one?
I'm Sahowley.
Sahowley?
Yay.
What was that?
Don't come at me with water.
You don't like water?
Nope.
What about drinking water?
That's okay.
Have you ever been in a river?
Nope.
I saw the biggest river as I came over here today.
Nope.
It was very wide. I took a ferry. It's apparently this big boat that takes you back and forth over the river. It was amazing. I saw a fish.
Hey, Shuey.
Yeah?
Have you seen anything before this?
I will be honest with you. I have not been outside much. I've seen the mountains from where I'm at from, and I saw the other monks, and I saw a goat one time.
Okay.
That was about it. But since I've been out here, it's been amazing. What's this thing? He picks up a pumpkin, tries to eat it.
Good Lord.
It's very tough. Is it edible? It grows on a vine.
Okay. And what's your deal?
My name is Baller, and I come from a monastery that my family raised me in. This is where I got my powers bestowed upon me, and now I find myself on this journey.
Oh, do you follow the way of the perfect master?
Who's that?
Oh, that's my monastery. We follow the way of the perfect master. He achieved perfect enlightenment through martial discipline.
Oh.
I hope to do that someday.
That sounds interesting to me. I like that.
Are you a nerdy kid, too?
My what?
How old are you?
No.
They're nerdy.
Yeah.
How, no. You look very old.
I'm not.
Oh. Okay. Are you from Karatur as well? Are you from Wa?
No.
Oh. You look like you're from Wa.
I come from far away.
I came from far away. The mountains.
A different direction.
Oh. Every time he says, oh, he sounds really disappointed. Like, oh.
You really want me to go with this lot?
Yes. Yes.
And who are you?
I am Madrick Rosloff.
But who are you?
I'm an old adventurer.
What was that like?
Doesn't tell me much.
I'm an old adventurer who runs a pumpkin farm now. I'm just needing some assistance.
What is the offer for the favor?
Well, let me first. One of you have asked what the Feywild is. The Feywild is a whimsical and wondrous realm of wonderment.
I'm in. That sounds amazing.
And
I just shook my head.
Whimsical and wonderful?
You see my character just close his eyes and shake his head like he knows something. But.
Yes, it's everything that this world is not.
It feels very magical here.
Feywild is one of the most magical places that you could possibly be in.
Ooh, magic.
I know a little bit about magic.
Yeah. I can tell. I absolutely can tell.
I know how to stab things.
Well, sometimes that's important too.
That is useful.
Yeah.
You're not going to stab us, are you?
It depends.
As far as what I am offering is that I will pass on all my treasure, my worldly possessions, and any favors owed to me to you as soon as this favor is done for me. I am on the verge of passing from this world. I'm old. I don't have much time left. And one of the last things I want to do is make sure that my inspiration is okay. So I ask that you go to Prismar and make sure Zabilna, that one I'm going to butcher every single time, is okay. And then bring me back information. And at that time, I can feel some of your heart's desires.
Does he have anything shiny on him?
Nah, Not really. He's got a brooch and holding his cloak together. And when I say he's got a cloak, it's almost like how old women wear blankets over their shoulders and are attached in the front, like a shawl.
Okay.
Do we get any idea what these worldly possessions are, or are these unknown until we've accomplished our task?
And with you being close to the end, are we going to get something in writing that we will get your worldly possessions?
I will make it a binding offer.
I mean, it's a really good idea to unburden yourself of worldly things. That's an admirable trait. It leads to enlightenment.
I agree. That's why I am trying to unburden myself with this stuff.
I would give it to the poor. That seems to make more sense. They don't have anything.
You all look poor.
Well, I'm not poor. I'm rich in spirit.
That's good to know.
So Hallie just goes...
Oh, do you need some medicine? I have some medicine for an upset stomach. The food over here is very unusual.
It's okay. You're fine.
So it sounds like one of you are in for this adventure.
You had me at whimsical and wondrous. That is why I came here.
I appreciate that.
Is he of fae?
He is not. He's a human mage.
I got nothing better to do.
Everybody roll a d20.
12.
3.
3.
8.
So everybody here gets the feeling of straight up comfort from this guy.
I already felt that way.
I mean, it's almost like you would take your favorite relative and this guy is that guy. You have that feeling from him.
So how do we get to...
Is he charming us?
Nope.
How do we get to Prismere. Prismere?
Have I been there before?
No, you have not. What I can tell you about Prismere is Prismere is the domain of delight. It's ruled by Sibylna, who dwells... in the Palace of the Heart's Desire. It's a magnificent structure in the heart of that domain.
What was the name of it again?
The Palace of the Heart's Desire. Sibylna is the fairy godmother to mortals. She created a carnival as a means by which mortals could enter the realm and beseech her aid. As soon as he says carnival, something triggers in the three of your guys' minds. It takes you back to a time that you have forgotten. A time that Shuyun completely forgot, repressed this memory completely of sneaking out of the monastery because he heard something down in the wooded areas. Outside the monastery. So Hallie, you also, when you were younger, all of you were probably about the age of 8 when this happened. You found yourself lost in a wooded area and saw bright lights and loud music. So it drew you. Baller, your situation was very similar. You found yourself lost in the woods, and again saw lights in the distance and loud music. And all of you were very inquisitive people, curious. So you followed the noise. You found lights, big tents, clowns, people on stilts, fire breathers all over the place, and you could see it. You saw people walking in and out of this place, and you just wanted to be inside it. So the three of you, not together, but your individual times, all snuck in and got into this place. You saw some wondrous things for about 5 minutes. And then the only thing you remember is waking up in your own rooms or trash dump. But from that moment on, you always felt like you lost something. And your little quirks showed up. And all of these memories come back to you once he starts talking about a carnival. The last time I visited the carnival, I was about 64 years old. It was ran by a pair of Shirakai. If you don't know what a Shirakai is, they are an elven race from Shadowfell. Shadowfell is kind of the opposite of the Feywild. It's damp and dark and not the most pleasant place. The two elves' names were Mr. Witch and Mr. Light. I assume they're still in charge. I think they've been in charge of this thing for about the last 100 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Carnival. I think I saw a carnival one time. Completely had forgotten about it. Seemed really neat. I didn't even get to go inside, though. I don't think. There are these creatures dressed up in oversized clothing with red noses. And they were white, super white. And one of them, I think he had a horn. And the other threw a pie in his face. And I thought to myself, that's a waste of a good pie. Why would you throw it in someone's face?
I think I'll kind of remember something similar. They were creepy.
The clowns?
Yeah.
I got that sense too. But this is where we have to go, back to this carnival?
Every 8 years, the carnival comes back around. And we are 3 days away from where the carnival shows up. It will be here for the next fortnight.
Oh, what a coincidence.
This is the only way that I know that you can get into the Feywild and Prismere.
Through the carnival?
Yes. So I ask that you go to the carnival. Find your way to Prismere. I do not know how at the carnival you'll find your way.
Well, I'm sure someone will help us.
But going to this carnival, that will allow us access to the Feywild.
Yes, there will be a portal of some sort somewhere in the carnival.
But you do not know where.
It changes.
It's Prismere of this planet.
It's a different plane. It's of the plane of Feywild.
I bet if we ask the clowns, they'll tell us. They seem very cheery.
So yeah. Where is carnival setting up? Here in the patch?
3 days away.
But here? In your pumpkin patch?
3 days away.
I think he means days as in distance.
Oh.
You have to go there.
You can give us a map?
So you see this road here. Keep following it for 3 days.
Oh.
And it'll take you there.
Talk about this binding agreement for payment upon completion.
We can, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I will give you a binding agreement.
You have magic. Are you talking about a document? Or are you talking about some other form of binding?
He looks at you for a minute. And then looks at everybody else. And he hands out his hand. And he says, sometimes you have to have faith.
It's not sketchy at all.
Do you grab his hand?
I do not.
Do any of you grab his hand?
Oh, I don't need a promise. I'll do it for free. I told you. I love to help people.
I mimic the motion and hold my hand out.
Is it close to his?
Yay, far away.
Does he have anything on his wrist?
It's bracelet just, or it's an empty palm.
But you get what I'm asking, right?
You don't see anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do not touch. I do not touch your hand.
Is he just kind of like holding it out in front of him?
Yep.
I'll put a copper in it. I'll be like, here you go, sir.
The moment that your hand touches his?
I don't. I like drop a piece of copper in his hand.
Oh, yeah?
So then?
Yeah. Like, here you go, sir.
I grab it.
You grab the copper?
Yeah.
Okay, roll a...
Are you asking for money?
Roll a d20.
The city I went through recently, a lot of people had their hands out for coin.
Ten. The moment that you grab the coin, you graze his hand. And all of a sudden, you find... that you feel bound to him.
Oh, shit.
What happened? Are you okay?
Got myself into some trouble again, I think.
And he says, there's your binding agreement.
Sir, this sounds very unscrupulous.
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm going to help you out because I like helping people.
Did you
but
get the copper?
I did.
I appreciate that.
There's no need to do warlocky things to my new friends.
Make a note that you have a binding agreement.
Okay. I'm also noting the copper.
Okay. You can note the copper.
Do we notice her flinch or anything?
You notice her flinch, but you don't notice anything other than that.
Well, she says she thinks she got herself into trouble.
But you said
she did say that, yes.
Can I roll an insight, fucker?
Sure. Oh, damn. He is as honest as they come.
I say protect the rogue at all costs.
Hey, I like that.
I can agree to that. But I will not be bound.
That makes sense.
I think one bind is enough.
Shu Yun is just kind of looking around like, what are you all talking about? He doesn't quite understand what's happening.
Protect the monk at all costs.
The monk?
The monk?
Protect the cheerleader.
Save the cheerleader. Save the planet.
So what kind of powers does Zybilna bestow upon you? What powers does magic have?
She is all my magic. She is where I get all my magic.
Are we talking destruction magic or conjuration or healing or jack of all trades?
I can pretty much do all of that.
Useful.
I'm a mage. I have been around for a long time. I've learned a lot of things.
How will we know what this Zybilna looks like?
Oh, you'll know. And there will be people along the way to help you find her.
Do you have names for these people?
No.
Is there anyone at the carnival we should speak to?
I do not know. I don't know who can help you there and who can't. I remember that Mr. Witch and Mr. Light were the owners and operators of this carnival. And I don't even know if they can help you. They are secluded. So it might be hard to talk to them.
Is the carnival safe?
Absolutely.
Inside.
Okay, go ahead. You get the impression that it's as safe as it can be.
Any other?
Yeah. Well, you feel like it would probably be safer than walking in the middle of a forest at nighttime with a meat suit on.
Sir.
Yes.
May I take some of these smaller pumpkins?
You may.
Excellent. So you and Trump trots off into the patch looking for some small pumpkins to take.
They're better when they're cooked.
Should get that guy some pumpkin pie. He's going to just try and gnaw on it.
If you guys would like a meal, I could.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
A meal. He turns to the side. A little pixie comes up to him. And he whispers something to her ear. And she floats off towards the house. Would you guys like to come in?
Sure.
Okay. He'll sit down with you guys and have a meal.
Okay. I can eat.
Hey, pumpkin guy, come back and eat.
Okay, just a second. I keep asking pixies what their names are. Hi, what's your name? Nice to meet you. I'm Shu Yun. No. That's amazing. She didn't. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that she could even be your friend anymore after something like that.
This pixie is being very animated. Her hands are going up like this, that, and this, and she really thinks she's having a conversation with you.
So do I. So can I eat these pumpkins? Cook them first? Interesting. Okay. All right, we'll see you later. I'll go sit down for a meal.
Did you ever think you'd have to do a pixie impression?
Kiyoshi, you're wrong. The pixies are very friendly. There's nothing to be worried about.
I'm sure they're friendly.
Donovan's face is all...
What is this pie made out of?
Pumpkin.
No, it's delicious.
It is. It is one of the reasons why I have a pumpkin farm.
He takes a little pumpkin out of his bag, licks it a little bit. He's like, no, not the same. Are you sure?
It's amazing what you can do when you cook things.
Okay. Yes, the pixie told me to roast one. She said it would be very good.
Have you ever cooked in your life?
Sure. I've cooked my way through here. They teach us how to, I mean, I was in the kitchens from ages 3 till 7. That was kitchen duty. You know, they really wanted to harden our skin to fire. So we would just grab hot pots and carry them around for the older acolytes. Really toughened up my skin. He, like, holds his arm out and there's, like, scarred all over his forearms and his hands are, like, super calloused.
Wait, they made you carry hot pots?
Sure. How else are you going to, you know, obtain enlightenment without letting go of one's emotion and feeling? You have to be able to reach a place of absolute nirvana where you just let go of who you are. And hardship and pain can really hone these things. But anyway, this pie is delicious. Can I have another slice?
I think that there's something more scarred there than your arm. Have all you'd like.
Yet to be determined. So I scarf down my pie, and I'm going to nick the silverware.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to hide it necessarily. I'm just taking shit.
Okay, roll.
Okay.
What are you rolling for?
Yeah, you want just me to try and roll stealth?
Are you trying to be stealthy?
Rolling for knife, rolling for fork.
Would you like me to do stealth or dex? Or well, kind of
sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. So that would be a 25.
Okay.
Sweet. What all silverware did I get? I'm adding it to my notes.
You've got a fork, you got a knife, you got a spoon.
Okay.
You got a second knife. Matter of fact, one of them's a butter knife.
Okay.
This pie is very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I did not make it, but he turns over and looks at the pixie and whispers something to them. And you see a bright red blushy face on this pixie.
I bow to the pixie and thank it.
Yep.
You're an excellent cook.
It gives you a thumbs up.
Could we have a cooked meal for the road, perhaps?
I absolutely can give you guys some rations for the road.
Very generous.
Yeah, he'll give you as much rations as you need for a 3-day trip. He has no problems with it.
Thanks.
And I've got these pumpkins. I'll roast some up tonight.
Good luck with that.
The pixie said the seeds are especially good.
You let me know how it goes.
How long will this carnival be there?
The carnival will show up for a fortnight. It's been there for, I believe, 2 days so far.
So, what time of day is it? Like, what are we looking at here?
It's probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, early enough where it's not close to, like, dusk or anything like that.
So we gonna head out?
It's a long journey. We should get going.
You guys will be safe as long as you stay on the road.
Famous last words.
You've got food to eat.
More than I usually have.
Yep. Let's go. All right. You guys set out. As you guys set out, is there anything you want to do? This is the first time that you guys have left and have gone somewhere as a party.
As we leave, can I ask if we can take a pixie with us?
They're not mine to own. If they would like to go with you, they're more than welcome to. I highly doubt that they will, though.
I'll leave it be.
They've got a good life here. As one last thing, as you walk away.
Who's you? You're pointing, and the listeners don't know who you're pointing to.
Oh, yeah.
You know who.
I'm, you know. Pointing to, how do you say your name?
Kiyoshi.
Kiyoshi. I'm pointing to Kiyoshi. These names are going to be the death of me.
Call me Kai.
Kai. Okay. He stops in front of you before you leave. And he looks at you dead in the face and he goes, if for some reason I'm not here and you complete this, someone will be here to follow through with my promise. And thank you.
I turn to him formally and bow.
He nods his head.
And I turn and walk away.
So, what would you guys like to do?
Xu Yun runs ahead. Like, he'll run forward a little ways, look around, run back to the party, whistle.
Okay.
I'm walking.
I don't even know where this road is, so I'm following the moving figures in front of me.
This way.
Right. Oh, shit. We're going to have to, like, we're gonna have to watch you. Like, you have to stay in the middle. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, we know.
Not to metagame, but, like...
Okay.
We're standing on the road, and you're like, where's the road?
So...
Oh, shit.
I'm going to strike up conversation. Hey, Chewy.
Yep.
So you talking about lightning and...
Enlightenment, yes.
Vana and...
Nirvana, mm-hmm.
What is that?
So imagine the greatest day you've ever had. Maybe one where you're knee-deep in trash and you're as dirty as you want to be and nobody's hassling you.
Oh, I like the no hassling.
And you find a giant treasure chest filled with gold.
Oh.
That is nothing like enlightenment.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Think about it. Ponder these things. These are things that his teachers have said to him multiple times.
You remind me of the weed guy when I lived in Waterdeep, mm-hmm. and there was like this guy in the alley that would talk to himself, and he never made any sense either.
He sounds amazing. Yeah, what a character.
You guys would be
friends. I would be friends with anyone.
I believe that. I stopped talking.
And I'm done talking to you. So I'll look at your character. What is your name?
My name is Baller.
Where do you come from?
I don't know.
Called you out. Oh, sorry.
Is Baller a title? Are you the Baller?
Baller is my name.
Just Baller. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Baller Bluebrook.
So what is Baller wearing? What does he look like?
I am in a full scale mail, and I have a mason shield on my back with a crossbow on my hip.
Whoa.
I look like I'm ready for an adventure.
Yeah. It's in trouble.
Yes. I am here to protect.
Do you know how to use that thing?
Yes. But I prefer to help my allies.
Are we your allies?
Yes.
This is amazing.
We are in this together.
What great news. I didn't have a lot of friends. This is amazing.
I never would have guessed.
Well, it kind of keeps us separate from each other. We kind of live by ourselves in small huts. The idea is to, you know, not form attachments to people. But we get to leave when we turn 18 and see the world. So far, it's been pretty amazing. And now I have friends.
How long have you been out of the monastery?
7 days.
What? You're 18.
Correct.
And you just left.
Yes. I was just walking down this road and all of a sudden pumpkin patch. And I was like, what are these things? And then you guys showed up. And then this guy, this warlock, said we could go on this fun adventure together. Interesting.
Is monastery another word for prison?
Hi, what's a prison?
You go there when you steal stuff. No, definitely not.
We would never steal anything.
But you couldn't leave.
Oh, we could leave.
You just said, where did you go?
Well, I mean, you'd have to work your way down through the mountains, and it's kind of cold, and it's hundreds of miles to the nearest village.
Okay.
So, but we could leave if we wanted to.
So
now, when we turn 18, we get to walk through the dragon portal, and the dragon portal takes us to where we're meant to go.
Is that what brought you here? Was the dragon
right.
portal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, was your prisoners weird?
Prisoners?
Yeah. It sounds like your prisoner's in a monastery. You came from one too, right?
Yes, but no, it is no prison. No. They teach us about higher powers and how to serve.
Yeah, that sounds right. Where are you from? Are you from a prison?
I'm from the streets.
Is that like a prison?
I get to go where I want.
You live in the street?
Yeah. Like, I do what I want. I go where I want, when I want.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I like it. Walking down this street. Now I'm with you guys, and it's kind of weird. But here we are.
But now we're friends.
Sure.
Excellent.
If you learn to serve, who do you serve?
The Holy Father.
And who is that?
The source of mine and my family's power and our wealth and success.
So your family learns to serve.
Yes.
My character's kind of fascinated by that, having a master. You see kind of wonder in his face and regret.
Are you currently wielding a samurai sword or not yet?
Could it be a katana?
Yeah.
Yes, I have like a katana style blade yet.
I've never seen a sword like that.
Yes, I brought this from where I'm from. It's unique to that area.
Where are you from?
You...
Are you from the carnival?
No.
Oh.
Not the carnival, but where the carnival may lead us.
Prismere?
Not Prismere.
Maybe you could just tell me, because I'm not guessing right.
The Feywild.
Oh, the Feywild. That's where Prismere is. Gotcha. Okay. Well, so it's kind of like going home.
He just kind of looks to the side and is thinking about that.
He's not answering me, is it? Did I say something wrong?
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of lost on a lot of the things happening right now. We're just gonna keep walking.
Okay. I'm gonna run ahead. And then he sprints full force. Moving as fast as you've ever seen someone move.
Holy shit.
All right, while he's ahead, I'll be like, just between the two of you looking back and forth, like, I think we need to be careful with him.
I think he needs extra protection.
He talks a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He might get us in trouble. Very inquisitive. I kind of like him. But he talks a lot.
7 days naive.
Very young.
He comes sprinting back. Look at this rock!
Nice.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. He throws it down and then runs back.
Jesus Christ. Chris, you and your fucking characters.
Wow.
Definitely right. Different than Will.
Definitely different than Will, yes.
So, you're what? How tall are you? How tall is your character?
2'6".
2'6"? Jesus. Okay, that is small. That's like that.
You're 30 freaking inches tall?
Yeah.
You're not even tall enough to see over a friggin' table.
Yeah.
Gonna take a lot of steps on this adventure.
Holy shit.
I'm used to it.
Oh my god.
We may have to get you some boots.
Why?
So your feet don't fall off your leg.
I'm used to walking.
Those are the roughest feet I've ever seen in my life.
I hold up my feet and wiggle my toes. These puppies got me more places than you could imagine.
So are your feet as calloused as his arms?
My feet are also very calloused. I don't wear shoes either.
Yeah. Just nasty.
Shit, I found it. Here it is. That's an acorn. Then he sprints back.
That's a lot of energy.
That is a lot of energy. That is
a lot of
energy. Nice.
So yeah, I'm 2'6".
Okay. And you're, like, covered in rags and shit?
Yeah. I'm just... You don't want to touch me.
Is there a smell coming off of you?
Yeah.
Yes, so. Great.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Dirty, nasty, rags.
Into my character, just
with my character, that is very cringy. Like, just the fact that you were that disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that
cringe, like,
I would assume that not only your characters like that, and your character would probably be like that too.
Yeah, I have never seen anything quite like this happen.
But I mean, I would say that my character is very meticulous in how not only his clothes look and how they're worn on him and how his hair is and how his weapons are. It's almost that the way he was raised and brought up is very, everything's got to be perfect.
I am regal and noble, but my religion teaches me respect. So therefore I do not judge her way of life.
But it's
Thumbs up.
But it's terrible.
He's secretly behind her going, I'm judging.
Judging the shit out of that dirty.
Does not care. Every once in a while you see my character like grab a little piece of something and put it up here.
So Shiyun comes running back. Got it. He hands it to you. It is the smoothest, most orderly, perfect rock you've ever seen. And he goes, I think this rock suits you. It'll bring you luck.
I agree.
What color is it?
Turquoise and like veins running through like quartz. But it's completely smooth somehow. It's perfectly symmetrical.
You're good at finding things, eh?
Hey, can I
see?
Yeah,
it took me a couple tries, but I finally remembered where it was.
Can I see a rock?
I also started camp up ahead, too. Whenever I figure it's about time to maybe rest for the day.
You made camp already?
Oh, sure. I was taught.
How far ahead is camp?
Oh, mile and a half.
Okay. You want to see my rock?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold it up like this so you can see it.
Oh, Sahili, I didn't know you wanted a rock. And then he takes off running.
Are you making fun of me, height?
No. I saw you take those things off the warlock's table.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't see it. I heard it clink in your robes or whatever they are.
I pull out the silver. These things?
Those things. Yeah, those things.
These are fancy. Got some new things to eat food with. Usually it's just me hands.
So, just so you know, they are like the most ordinary looking silverware that you've probably ever seen. They're on the verge of being like wooden.
Me like a fancy lady now. Used to eat with me hands all the time. Now I can be like you guys.
All I think of is when you're doing that voice like that and talking like that. Have you ever seen From Hell? Where it's the Jack the Ripper with, who is it? Johnny Depp.
I just like the title. I haven't even seen this.
They're all that. I'm fancy.
Even better.
I think he's calling your character a whore.
Leave it on the streets.
So I kind of like hold the rock as we walk. I keep looking back, like up the road at where Shiyun went. And I just kind of back and forth. After a little bit, I put it inside a pocket.
Nice.
And then I look at you, Sally, and like,
I'm pretending to eat with my utensils as we walk.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm a fence eater.
Yep. Every once in a while, I'll like check my pockets.
Pat down your pouch, and it's still there.
Make sure the rock's still there. First time anybody's ever given me anything.
Nice.
So once you guys come like right off the road, there's kind of a clearing with some pine trees, and there's like a fire ring set up. A fire's going. You can see he's got his hammocks between two trees.
How did you make that?
The fire?
Yeah.
Well, I have this flint. It's a rock, and I have this steel, and when you rub them together, it creates sparks. And what you want to do is you gather up some pine needles, and he shows you how to start a fire.
I grab the steel and the flint as you hand them to me, and no sparks come off.
That's weird. Even it almost always works. That's unusual.
You have amazing magical powers.
Oh, is that magic?
I can't make fire.
Well, I guess a lot of people have magic then. I've seen this done a lot of times. Oh, and I found you a rock, Sahili. Here you go. And he hands you what may be petrified owlbear poop.
Hey, thanks.
But it's like completely, it's like solid, but it's dirty, but it's shaped in an unusual way, so it's interesting, but it's really filthy.
Appreciate it.
It's your thing.
Nice. So you guys find yourself a camp.
Yeah, I'm roasting some pumpkin.
Okay.
Did you just
I just set the pumpkin on it.
Oh, you put it on the fire.
Just waiting it. Just roasting it.
It'll roast. You guys settle down for a quiet evening. You can tell that this area has no activity that you've got to be worried about. You guys are close enough to the road. Don't know how you guys want to proceed through the night, but...
Sahali just flops down, falls asleep, and just it just looks like a pile of rags just bundled up on the ground. That's it.
Okay.
Do you think she needs a blanket?
She might just steal it.
A blanket? Well, she can have my blanket if she needs one. Why would she steal the blanket?
Right. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a warm autumn evening.
Okay.
Anything I need to know before we go into the evening?
No, she just falls asleep in his hammock.
Okay. Well, as all of you guys slowly fall asleep, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I take one last look at my companions before I fall asleep last.
Okay. And you guys all find yourself waking up in the morning, nice, refreshed. I'm sure some of you wake up a lot earlier, have your morning routines. Some of you roll out of whatever you slept in and
just pop up and ready to go.
Don't have routines. And you move on?
I spend a little time meditating, doing some katas in the morning.
Okay.
Punching a tree repeatedly.
Yeah, I would have probably woken up in the morning and been practicing with the sword as well. But as I'm doing that and he starts punching a tree, I pause and I'm like...
More see like just big chunks of bark flying off as he's hitting it?
It's distracting me out of my... sword practice.
Okay. It's a new thing to get used to.
You do notice when he's doing his katas and hitting the tree, he is completely focused. There's no silly grin on his face. He's just completely focused on what he's doing, which is something you've never seen so far.
Usually it's like the scattered.
Yeah, he's a scatterbrain, but when he's doing his katas, it's complete and utter focus.
Okay.
I polish my shield as I observe the focused tree punching.
Yeah, I'm just watching it too, sitting there. I'm not doing anything other than watching.
I try and speak to you while punching the tree and say, those are some mighty strong punches.
He's just so focused, he doesn't even hear what you're saying.
Focused.
Nice.
Then he's done, and he's like, hey, time to go?
I think so.
He cracks his knuckles. They're not split, or there's no blood or anything. They're just completely hardened, calloused.
Nice.
If we leave or when we leave or whatever, I'm going to walk by the tree and inspect it.
It's demolished. There's a point in there. It's almost like a perfect little area. Not all over the place, just a perfect little area that has just been kind of demolished, eaten into the tree.
And I'll, like, take my hand and, like, fill the cavity a little bit and just... look at him, and then kind of check my pocket for that rock, and then follow everybody else.
I see you examining that tree. You seem like a warrior yourself. What do you think of that, what he did to the tree?
It's interesting.
Skilled?
Very.
So, what do you think it means to travel for 3 days? Like, does that count as a day, even though he left halfway through? Or do we have to travel for 24 straight hours? Or is it just kind of like after we sleep three times, we're going to be there like it's magic?
He's talking to you because we're back behind you guys.
I think it's just we just keep walking and then we're going to see a carnival and it's going to be real obvious. And we're going to see those creepy things. What'd you call
clowns.
Them?
Clowns. That's what he said they were.
Yeah. So we're going to see those and we go from there.
They seem sad and abusive. The clowns.
Oh.
I would stay away from them.
Ah.
They don't feel right.
I don't know what to say to that.
Like, have you ever just stared into a cat's eyes for, I don't know, 6 hours before?
That's a long time.
Yeah.
How do you get a cat to sit like that?
They'll stare right at you. If you stare at them, they'll stare right back. There's a real sense of just otherworldliness in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll check ahead. And then I runs forward.
Just like a, I just have like a dumbfounded look on my face because I'm just trying to, I like even look back, like towards where the tree was, and then I look forward and I just have this look like, and then I look at your character and I'm like, yeah, skill, but. Yeah, just like it's such a turn from seeing him do his morning routine versus like just the innocence, I guess, and the carefreeness, right?
Like you're probably wondering, what the hell are they teaching in this monastery?
yeah, for sure.
Like, I make the remark that he seems very good at channeling.
Channeling?
Yes.
So wait, you guys haven't seen anyone like him before?
Not. I've seen focus from those who taught me, but not to that extent. His focus is more than I've ever seen.
And I've never seen it on such a polarizing personality. Focused people often resemble it outside of channeling. This is very chaotic.
Yes, I agree very much.
Okay, I didn't know if it was just me. I haven't seen anyone like that.
Can you, little one, can you fight?
Oh, yeah.
I know you said you can stab things.
Yeah.
Can you do anything else?
Well, so generally, I kind of have a few different things that I can do. I can run and hide. I can stab and run.
It involves running in every way.
There's hiding, running, stabbing, and running.
There's running, running.
Run and hide.
I can
stab and run.
Thieve, stab and run.
There's three things I could do in various orders.
Yeah.
Thieving, stabbing, and running.
Yeah.
That's your skill set, right?
See, three times three.
And then I whip out my daggers. I got two of them. I'm like, yeah, I got these.
Are they like all rusty? And like, or are they clean? And
maybe a little bloody. Like old blood.
Just like stained, blood stained.
Yeah, a little blood stained.
Oh my.
And then I got these. And it's a short bow. And
very short bow.
You just got to make it.
it's like this big, the bow.
It's like a kid's bow.
Yeah, because it's not even a long bow. It's like a short bow.
Yeah,
short bow. For
it's probably awesome. Let's see. It means it's probably like 10 inches.
And then, I whip out a short sword, which is short.
Gosh, that's a lot of. All those are hidden probably among your rags.
Yeah, you can't tell I have any of them. Survived for 17 years like this, so yeah, I can fight.
You got a lot of. Pokey things.
Yeah.
Have you ever polished your weapons before?
No, what does that mean?
They might stab better if you do.
What do you do?
You wipe them clean.
Oh.
And it also,
I know that's not your thing.
It might also prevent you from getting very sick if you cut yourself.
Yeah, I've been fine.
Okay.
So you see, I'm going to go ahead and... and I spit on one of my rags and I start like these.
That's a start.
Except you sound like you're doing a loogie, so there's snot, snot in it.
Achoo.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be working. I'll keep at it.
Okay.
Okay.
You are filthy.
As she does that, I again cringe. I take a couple steps away from her.
All right. Well, you guys travel throughout the day.
She even doesn't come back for a while.
No.
Probably closer towards when it's camping time.
Scouting?
Well, he saw a hawk, and he chased it around for a while.
Okay.
And then got a little lost. Okay. Had to find his way back, so he followed a different hawk, thinking it would probably go back the other way, and followed it back. And sure enough, it led back to the road.
Is he on the same road as
us? Can we see him at all?
No. After several hours, you guys have gotten concerned at this point.
Yeah.
But he was in front of you. So you continue to walk. And then close to about the time that it's starting to get dusk, pew, he comes racing in.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Did you bring us anything?
It's just a great experience. I chased this hawk for a while. He was pretty big. He had this red feathers on the back of his tail. It was pretty amazing. So I found this. He pulls out a red feather. It's like a hawk tail feather. Here, it's for you. It'll be nice under all your shininess. Like, I feel like it kind of matches your personality. Like, primary and focused and just the way a hawk is able to zero in on its prey.
Well, I think the same about you. Thank you.
Great. You may nice. You may start camp?
Sure.
I'm going to show you a different way to start a fire. He's going to make like a fire bow. Look, you just take this string and you wrap it around here and then you start doing this back and forth and sure enough, smoke starts to come up and he gets his kindling together. Fire a different way.
Wow. You have amazing fire magic.
Those are the only two ways I know to start a fire. But they work.
Yeah.
I have never started a fire in my life.
Oh my goodness. How do you stay warm? I am
very grateful that you are in my party.
Are you just cold all the time? What do you eat? Raw meat?
I have been cooked for and taken care of very much in my upbringing.
Fancy, like the hawk's feather. I knew it. I sense things about people.
Yeah, you've been right on the money.
I've got one more pumpkin. I think it will roast better this time if I slice it. Got a little burnt on the bottom last time.
Yeah.
So let me try that. And then these seeds that I found are inside. They're inside the pumpkin. Amazing. What a world. He scoops the seeds out and tries to find some way to roast those as well.
Okay.
One by one.
One by one. He's just like, there. This may take a while. What did you guys do today?
I polished things.
What's you polish them? Do they look any cleaner?
Yeah, it doesn't look any cleaner.
Probably not.
It does look cleaner.
Ah.
But it's rusted.
Okay.
It's very nice.
It's got rust spots all over it.
Thanks. Gonna be like you fancy people.
Got the blood off, but not the rust.
We might need you better stabby things.
Better stabby things?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
See if I can nick some off of some people.
Well, there might be a different way to get you some of... We don't necessarily need to steal from people.
Yeah, you do.
You don't
have to. How do you get stuff?
You pay for things.
I don't have money.
You could get money.
How?
You work. Mm. Look, he entered into this agreement with the warlock, and... Once we accomplish this adventure, at least you'll have a pumpkin patch. You could sell pumpkins and earn money.
Mm.
Sahili, do you need money?
Sure.
Sigan just takes his pouch off and throws it to you. There you go.
Thanks, mate.
There's like 15 gold
in it. How much is in there?
15 gold.
I'm just shaking my head.
I hope that helps.
Oh, much appreciated. So where do I buy stabby things?
Well, typically in a town, gotta go to a store that sells stabby things.
Okay.
I all of a sudden get a flashback to my carnival, and I remember games. Games that you can play for prizes. And I remember one game in particular had weapons for prizes. There may be wonderful stabby things at the carnival. Mm, prizes.
I think I missed that one.
Well, we gotta see if they have them there.
Sounds like a plane.
Your pumpkin tastes so much better.
Oh my gosh, this is way better. You gotta try some of this. I pass out some pumpkin.
Still doesn't taste like the pumpkin pie.
No.
But
I feel like there's an extra step from going from the pumpkin to the pie. Like, I feel like most of this pumpkin's probably not used in the making of a pie. Because it seems very different.
Tastes fine to me. Just eat it.
Yep.
Gonna see what rations you have that are other than pumpkin. It's like,
did Madrick give me any specific rations?
You guys got pieces of beef, chicken.
Oh. Yeah, I'll be.
You have a.
I'll be chewing on that.
A full spread of stuff.
You don't Since have to nice and full.
You don't have to live off of pumpkin gourds.
I'm okay with saving my rations and eating pumpkin. Totally fine with that.
It's delicious. I'm getting better with each making of it.
It is getting better.
I will try it, but then it'll be set aside, and I will continue eating my rations.
Are you going to eat the rest of that?
No.
Thanks. Okay. Take what you can get.
You guys settle down for a nice, quiet night again?
Yep.
All right.
Are we taking watches?
Shuyin just goes to sleep.
What could possibly happen? That's Shuyin's thought.
I'm always kind of aware anyways, but that's because of my...
I'll stay up a little.
I guess we don't really sleep because I'm an elf. So I just meditate.
Trance.
Yeah.
I'll stay up later.
Okay.
For at least the first part of the night.
Okay.
Meditate trance later.
I mean, I just don't know any better. Like, someone would have to tell me, oh, we have to stay awake and do watches. I go to sleep. I'm tired.
There you go. You stay up for a little bit. Nothing happens. Decide to go into your reverie, your trance, and you guys wake up the next morning. Everything's nice and good. Do your process all over again?
Well, today I do my katas, but then I just do a handstand for 15 minutes straight.
15-minute handstand. That's impressive.
Eyes closed, completely meditating.
So you and your handstand, are you like where you're in the handstand and you like have to adjust and like move? Like, you know, you take short little walks with your hands to kind of keep your balance?
Yep.
Or is it like just perfectly straight still?
It's probably moving around some because every once in a while I'll just do one hand. And then that requires a little more adjustment, muscular adjustment.
I will say that he probably doesn't leave a 2-foot area the whole time.
So Hallie walks up. I'm looking like between my legs. So my face is like with your face, but my
eyes are like closed and just like focused.
So my butt's kind of probably in your face. I'm not going to lie. But I'm just like watching you for a minute, seeing if you notice at all.
Nope.
Okay.
And after 50 minutes, he comes down. Is it time to go?
Do you only train for 15 minutes a day?
No. Just depends on how long it takes me to find my focus.
All right.
So after you find your focus, what do you do with it?
I put it away.
Throw it away?
No, I put it away for when I need it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep it out?
I don't think that would be very helpful.
Thought I would ask.
Sure. You can ask me anything.
So as you guys get up, get moving, do your routine, handstands, you continue down the road. You run off again.
No, this time I just stay close and
okay.
So this whistle is, and technically this is day one of the 3 days.
This is day three.
See, I counted. I told you, like the half day.
So he has a half day.
It's just three sleeps.
Mm-hmm. And you guys continue throughout the day. Nothing crazy happens. It's hilly, plainsy.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Plainsy.
Hilly?
Hilly.
Hilly?
Very hilly-like.
Hilly?
Hilly.
Rolling hills.
Rolling meadows.
I'm going to get all those West Virginia listeners here now.
Hilly. Got all them hills.
Got to wash my clothes. I'm from West Virginia. I can say that. That's where my people's from.
Those are my peeps.
And you guys get a sense that you're going to go a little bit longer tonight. You're going to walk a little bit longer as dusk starts to come down. Everybody make a perception roll.
I hear something. 11.
11.
At 20.
Ooh.
12.
So I should do my 6 plus the 3, right, for my character sheet?
You see that where there's perception?
Yes.
Yep, add that to their dice roll.
Okay, I got a 9.
A 9? Okay. Yeah. You start hearing groups of people gathering. You start seeing lights in the distance. You hear music.
You think that's the carnival?
I think we might be pretty close.
Yeah.
Do we see lights, like, in the distance? Yep.
As it gets darker, it starts to get brighter.
Do you want me to run ahead and see what's going on?
No. How about you stay with us?
Okay.
Let's go in together.
Like friends?
Yes.
I agree with Kai.
She gives a big grin.
You come over the next hill, and spread out in front of you is a vast carnival. It rings a bell to all of you, with the exception of Kai.
This is just like I remember it.
And the road just goes straight into the carnival. You see a line queued up.
We should probably get in line.
Okay.
As you guys sit in line, you hear next.
I'll talk to people in the line, ask them where they're from, what their favorite color is.
You talk to people in line?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, I'm Sho Yun.
Oh. Hi.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Wow. Amazing. Do you like rocks, Steve?
Not really?
What about this rock? And then I hand him this blue rock. It's really shiny.
Yeah, it's nice.
Great. Glad to meet you, Steve. Hey, guys, this is Steve. His favorite color is blue. He's going to the carnival.
Kind of nod.
He seems very off-put because
we can tell.
Do I see anything shiny on Steve?
No, not really.
Okay. He's got a nice rock.
No. Does he have any buttons on his clothes?
Yeah, the whole one's holding his pants up.
That's going to be hard to pilfer, but I think you should give it a try.
Right.
So what do the people going into this carnival look like? Do they look like the poor and downtrodden? Are they rich? Is there like a mixture of people?
It's a mixture.
Is there a town nearby somewhere that all these people are coming from? Or?
You guys did not see a town nearby.
Okay. I'm going to try and steal the button off of Steve's pants.
Okay. Try it with a disadvantage.
14.
Steve looks down at you and says, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you touching my pants?
What are you doing?
Wondering why you're touching my pants.
I want your button.
Go away, little thing."
Fine.
I have that hand on the hilt of my sword while all this is going on.
Sahili, that wasn't a very nice button.
Steve looks like just a farmer.
I don't really have any buttons, but if I find some, they're all yours.
Thanks.
You guys get to the front of the line. Old wizened-looking goblin sitting there. Got a big horn to his ear. Spyglasses on. And he's looking at you. Next.
Hi, my name's Sho Yun. What's your name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, what's your favorite color?
What are you talking about?
Your color, favorite color.
I don't have a favorite color. Really? You want a ticket?
That's fascinating. Sure. Thank you. I'd love a ticket.
Okay. That will be 8 silver pieces.
8 silver pieces? I'm sorry. I don't have any money.
Oh. Well.
Is it okay if I go in anyway?
No.
Oh.
We could possibly make a pact.
A pact?
No.
What's a pact?
I'm going to speak up immediately as soon as he says that word. I'm going to say no. And I said I will pay for the tickets.
Ah. Thanks, Kiyoshi. That's very nice of you.
I'll step forward. I'll buy the tickets.
Okay. Are you buying them for everybody?
What do you use the horn for?
What?
The horn. What's the horn
what?
For? I'm talking to his other ear. What's the horn for? I can't.
What?
Can you not hear me with the horn
you
in
see
your
him
ear?
Take the thing out of one ear and put and it like, in the other.
Is it hard to hear with the horn in your ear?
What?
The horn.
Do you have any money?
Is it in your ear because you it helps you hear?
Make an insight check.
Oh, that's really good. 24.
You don't really think he needs that horn. You think he hears everything you're saying.
Yeah, like, so it's just for decoration that it looks good in your ear.
Because I know
you can hear me. I can just see your eyes. Like your eyes, they'll do this little twitch every time I say something. Like my voice is annoying you in some way, which I know it can't possibly be. So I'm just wondering, is it like a fashion thing? Because I'm not familiar with the fashion things in this world. Like it seems like horns and ears are cool things.
He's like, I just don't understand you.
The horn? Is it because of the horn? If you take the horn out of the ear, I bet you can hear better.
You can tell he's just like...
I once put beans in my ears, and I couldn't hear anything. And it took the Grand Master to use some kind of quivering palm to get it out of my ear. It was pretty amazing. It shot out the other side somehow. I don't know how.
I want to step up and kind of gently nudge Shayun to the side.
Oh, well, it was nice to meet you.
Hey, I'll pay for everything.
Okay, so as you're getting ready to, you're counting out your money and stuff like that, you guys are noticing some, from just this area, some spectacular things. You see fairies.
Ooh.
Pixies. Ah. Or fairy dragons.
Oh.
Very similar to what you saw that kind of led you this way. Pixies, the ones you talked to.
Hey, do you know that's what I ask the pixies.
They're too far for you to even hear. But one does come up to Nicholas and whispers in his ear.
I like whispering. Like you're right next
and,
to him.
And then flies off. And he's like, ah. He goes, I was expecting you guys.
You were?
Here. And he hands each of you.
Oh, that's fancy.
A ticket.
8 rides. There are rides? Snail races.
And he tells you.
Okay, that's scary as F right there.
Right? He says,
nightmares.
He says the other thing that you have to do while you're here is everybody has to wear fairy wings. So we know that you didn't sneak into the carnival.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That's exciting.
Can we choose the color?
I have these colors.
What are they? What kind of colors? Oh my God, he's got real fairy wings.
That crinkly noise you hear is opening a bag of fairy wings from like the Beatles and Grimm box.
These are legit sized fairy wings.
These are legit.
They are legit.
Are pink? They all the same color?
Are they all pink?
I have pink.
Nicholas, that's fantastic.
That pink too?
Yeah, that's pink too.
Pink and purple. Pink and pink. Pink and
blue.
Blue.
You want a blue one?
And an orange.
So, Nicholas, your favorite color is pink because there's two pinks. I'll take blue, yeah.
I would like the orange.
This is amazing. Actually, I don't mind pink.
I'll wear pink too.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's very crinkly.
Right. So,
ASMR.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I hear another listener, guys.
Leaving or?
No, look at that. We get the whole ASMR crowd.
Yeah.
These are excellent quality fairy wings.
Yeah,
packages.
Got it.
Got it.
This is not going to be easy to put on.
They're actually not too bad. They're very stretchy.
So as you're in the carnival, it is one of those things that you have to do. You have to wear the fairy wings.
Are you really in this carnival the whole campaign?
Yes. They look very good with your kimono. You make a very good fairy geisha girl.
Sahali is trying to move the wings.
To fly?
Can I fly now, Nicholas?
I don't know. Can you?
I try really hard.
And the last thing he hands you guys is a map of the carnival.
Oh, yeah. A cool map.
So,
what we're seeing here is a map. Welcome to the Witchlight Carnival. It looks like any map of any amusement park.
What's the monarch?
Are you asking what the monarch is?
Yeah.
He'll explain. The monarch is what's our last timed event. At the end of the carnival night, someone will become the monarch. And it all depends on how you help the carnival throughout the night.
Help? What do you mean by help?
How you promote yourself through the carnival. That's all I can talk to you about of that.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. What's a monarch?
A monarch is a ruler.
Oh, a ruler.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the things that he'll kind of pass along is it's always good to help the mood of the carnival. So depending on how you act in the carnival, the things that you do and stuff like that, it's going to dictate the mood of the carnival.
Goes from sad to happy down there in that corner.
Mm-hmm. Hourglass.
They've got a Ferris wheel.
The carnival will be open for 8 hours. You set this right in the middle on the corner there.
Start here. Welcome gifts.
So,
are the wings the
welcome gifts? Is this where we come in down here?
You see where the ticket booth is?
Yeah.
That road that comes up?
Yeah. Okay.
That is the ticket booth. And as you come in, you see where did you see the welcome?
It says welcome gifts.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was a spot on the map that showed it. But as you walk through, so as you guys walk in, a 12-foot walking tree garland in golden ribbons marches down the thoroughfare. Emerald clouds swirl above the tree and rain down golden spinning sycamore seeds. Fairgoers try and catch the seeds before they hit the ground. As the seeds gently fall, a chatty squirrel scampers around the burrow or the bough of the tree, handing out dandelions to select passerbyers. And the squirrel hands you a dandelion.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Can I also catch a nut?
You don't want to try?
To catch a nut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to catch a nut.
Try and catch a nut.
Fantastic. How do I catch a nut?
Add your dexterity modifier.
23.
You catch a nut?
I want to try.
I got one. Sahili, I got a nut.
After I see this.
Baller, this tree is as fancy as you.
Dex? 10.
You catch one.
Cool.
Ta-da! Do you want my dandelion?
Oh, no. Before you point, roll a d8. Both of you.
Both of us.
3.
Oh, wait, I do have a d8.
3.
4.
Okay. So roll that d8 again.
Both of us.
And half it.
Half the 4?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2, so a 1.
Okay, 1.
Okay.
Okay. So you get to add a 1 to any one of your next ability checks. Okay. You are just easily amused by everything that goes by.
I mean, that's
I feel like this is pretty, sensory.
That's pretty accurate.
You're just completely amused.
That's not a magical effect. That's just who I am.
But,
I will on the sly.
Okay.
Trying to act all cool like you don't want one.
Try to catch one, but not make obvious.
Okay. You catch one. Roll a d8. Two. You also seem completely amused with everything that's going on.
I tuck the dandelion behind my ear.
So what I want you to do is at some point or somewhere write down something. I want you to write a secretly write down a wish that you have and just keep it safe and mark it down next to it. Put dandelion seed. Are you going to try and catch one?
Try a nut?
Sycamore seed.
I'm good on the seed.
Okay. You see the squirrel.
Thanks. Thanks yep. for the dandelions. What's your name? I can't call you Mr. Squirrel. Thanks.
It's like a chittering.
Is it like a life-size?
I guess that would be.
Squirrel? Like, is it?
No.
It's just like a regular squirrel.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe a little bit bigger than a normal squirrel, but.
This place is going to be amazing. Giant walking trees, magic nuts, yep. talking squirrels.
I'm just kind of looking around with a grin on my face a little bit out of the corner of my mouth. Like,
does like, it look so then awkward?
Then you just cough.
But then it comes right back just because I can't help it.
And this is probably where we're going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
You have the whole night ahead of you to adventure through this carnival. You have 8 punches on each one of your tickets.
Oh, yeah.
To try any of the rides, to do any of the races, to see any of the events. You're like a kid in a candy shop or at a carnival.
Just so everybody knows, we're actually wearing fairy wings.
Yeah.
I did take pictures.
got us all.
Ashley actually got hers to look like it was actually flapping. I can't do it.
Mine just
keeps hitting me in the back of the head.
I know, mine too. Tight.
It is a little tight.
It's all that gym.
I am very excited for the
carnival. So, the next episode, we will adventure through the carnival and see what we can get ourselves into trouble over.
What trouble? What kind of trouble could there possibly be at a magical carnival?
Right.
Who's going to become a carny?
I keep locking eyes on the lost property.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a very small thief.
Yeah.
Oh.
I noticed it.
She's got the lost property. She collects lost property. That's what it is.
Is
they
it
just
lost?
Don't know they haven't lost it yet. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wonder who's going to get us into trouble.
I mean.
Well, you did see a small sign. It was a really small sign as you guys were walking in. Really small signs that says no stealing.
It's not stealing if I need it more. Or want
or you
it
will.
That's just, the distribution of wealth.
It says no stealing or you will be kicked out.
Interesting.
What else? Did it say something else? Like,
it's only stealing if you get caught.
You enter this carnival exactly. And you assume all risks.
Is there a really fine print on the ticket? Yeah. Let me see.
Right.
No.
No limbs will be returned.
Right. All right. Well, we got through our zero session. We get to start the real campaign on the next episode. And I think it'll be fun. I think that some of the games are going to be really cool.
They sound cool.
So, you got it?
Good. Are you stuck in your wings?
I'm going to need some help getting
out. Good thing these elastic bands are really
stretch that thing out.
Right.
Oh, now my arm's stuck.
We can collect the wings and set them over there.
Man, I'm going to snap myself on this thing.
But I think that we had a good episode, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good starting of a new campaign.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
get out of this?
Yes.
Gotta be careful. I snap my underarm. Kind of hurt.
Like, ow.
First campaign carries in. We making him wearing fairy rings.
Right. That's par for the course.
Yeah. So.
Diving in.
Last time it was luchador masks.
You know, I'm not 100% what all you say usually when you do that, Donovan.
I was just wondering if,
yeah, you're
like, if it runs outro in the family, how badly the ending.
I don't remember the website and stuff. I don't remember, so I'm going to let you do it this one time.
Know, to be honest with you, dude, I don't even know if it's the same anymore. It's just what we had when we started, and Anchor's already switched over. Now it's Spotify for podcasters. It's no longer Anchor, so
yeah.
I don't even know if that link works. Just it. Tell somebody. Tell somebody if you like it. Tell somebody. Tell somebody to watch. Not watch.
We're going to try to get it on YouTube.
Yeah. One of these days. We'll get video to this.
I think
shit.
We're going to try and do it this campaign, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
We got to figure some stuff out. And then, I don't know. That's really it. Other than that, it was www.anchor.fm.
Anchor.fm.
Yeah, anchor.fm, something like that. And then there's a...
Just Google it.
Support button. Yeah, Google how to support your favorite podcast. Biggest thing is ratings. Go out there, rate us, leave a comment, tell us what you think, that kind of stuff. It helps.
Just love us, people.
What's the Instagram tag? Because I've been pushing pictures on Instagram.
At the, it's the Discovery Workshop.
Yep. Hit up the Discovery Workshop, at the Discovery Workshop, hashtag the Witchlight Saga.
The Witchlight Saga. That's what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
It's probably already a hashtag out there.
Yeah.
Find out.
Hashtag.
And if you like more episodes like this, listen to our Stranger Things.
Yeah, our previous
podcast. I mean, the ending is very depressing. But up until then, it's really good.
There's some fun episodes.
There's a lot of fun right up until the end.
Right. But with that being said, we appreciate you guys listening. And as Donovan would say when he ended his, stay nerdy. Bye.
See you guys. Bye.